Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners just like you, just like me, to discuss practical ideas and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know? Companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal. Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 9 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Matt Clark. Matt is an expert in driving quality B2B leads for businesses. He has worked for over 2,000 clients in 26 countries, build systems to get quality leads and convert into paying clients that scale. Matt, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Josh. And I love this question. You know, what it's done for us is comes down to one word, productivity. And it means productivity for us in terms of we get more done with less effort, and productivity for our clients because they get results literally 10 times faster than what they used to do before. So for us, it's taken out all the guesswork, all the thinking, all the, you know, spending hours going through courses and trainings and filling out forms and frameworks and all of that, and being able to use it and implement it. And as we say here, GSD gets done in a fraction of the time that it used to take.
That's right. And so B2B leads, first of all, very high in demand industry because everybody yes. needs more leads, but it's also kind of brutal.
Very.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about specifically with AI, how are you using AI right now to create higher value leads or higher volume or better intent? What are some kind of tricks of the trade?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of aspects to what we do. And generally where we start with people is let's look at the business model, make sure you've got the right business model, the right message specifically for LinkedIn. Because it is different to any of the other social platforms. It is a networking platform. So, you know, you play the game on the platform that the game is being played. And so we help them get their message positioning, offer outreach messages all built out first. And we've taken our 8 years of experience in the industry and all our frameworks and templates and models that we've built and built our own custom AI to do that so that people can go in and answer a couple of questions and it gets them like 80, 90% of the way there. And we tweak and refine it. So that's the first step. Build the right business model, message, positioning, offer. A second piece is when we start using it on outreach and how we connect with people. Now, the number one, it's not really even a secret, but it's like the fundamental thing that you need to do with B2B leads is personalize like crazy. You know, you've got to actually care about the person that you're talking to. So there are ways to outsource that to AI, especially for the beginning stages. And so how we use it is that on our initial conversations, on our initial messages, it'll create, it'll actually go and read their profiles and create a customized message specifically for that person. So it feels like we've gone and read their profile and, you know, the goal is let's open up a conversation. Now, we've taken this a step further and, you know, we've built out our DM process, our direct message process, and we've built that into AI as well. So now what it can start doing is respond to people as they start responding so that you only take over the conversation when someone is interested and they're ready to actually go deeper in a conversation with you. So it's taken the time from spending 3-4 hours a day on LinkedIn down to 30 to 45 minutes. It's incredible.
Yeah. And, you know, LinkedIn, first of all, I think it's awesome. And I also, I'm going to say, I think it's awesome, but I'm also going to say, I think it's a little sad. But the reason for that is I have a love-hate relationship with LinkedIn. It's not really love. There's no love.
Most people do.
There's no
Most
love.
people do.
Mostly hate. Yeah. And because here's the thing, I have curated and crafted my LinkedIn profile. I've done the direct outreach. I've hired guys to do it. I've done all of these things. And it just like, it never seems to move the needle for me. And so there's a good thing like, okay, AI can take that off your plate. But then there's the other thing of, well, if everybody's using AI to communicate back and forth, are there any humans even left on
I know,
LinkedIn?
it's the eternal, like, what the hell are we doing here question, right? And, you know, for us, and, you know, we debated this internally for a long time. And the thing is, you know, people are busy and, you know, you are trying to fight for attention. And in today's day and age, attention is the thing that everybody's going for. And it actually doesn't matter whether you're on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Everyone's trying to slide into your DMs. Everyone's trying to sell you something. Everyone is, it's all over, right? You get text messages, you get phone calls. It's everywhere. So the question then comes in is, how do we be the best possible version of that? And we want to let the automation and the AI do the heavy lifting in terms of the connections, the outreach, the initial messages. And then when they start responding, then that's when you take it over. Now, I don't let the AI just run wild. You know, I treat it, you know, the mindset needs to be different when you're doing it. The mindset is that this is an employee. So just like you would, if you hired a salesperson, you sit and train them and look at their calls, look at their messages, you know, go give feedback all the time. You've got to do the same thing. But once it's up and running, it doesn't forget everything that you've taught it over the time, like a human would do. It continues to run with that and you can update it. So, you know, we use it and initially, we use it a lot on the productivity side in the conversations. It's the initial openers and the initial conversations to kind of just sift through who's serious and who's not serious. Because I want to spend my time, energy, and focus with people who are serious, who want what we have, and who are interested in having a conversation, right? All we need is that interest. And then we can start taking it over and doing a personal conversation.
And that's really the thing is getting that first response, that hook, that thing that makes them turn their head and pay attention to you.
Exactly.
That's really the thing that matters more than anything else. I've built so many really, really great business ideas and invested a ton of money and resources and time. And it just flopped because I didn't focus on that first part, which was how do I get people's attention? Even though I might have been selling the same thing that somebody else would, but if I don't get your attention up front, it doesn't exist.
You know, for me, like and that's totally true, right? And for me, the reason that I love LinkedIn so much is because my background is door-to-door sales. You know, I did door-to-door sales for 8 years. We built up a successful company. We're doing like 6 million a year within 4 years. And I had 25 salespeople. I had technicians. I had, you know, admin staff. Like it was a full-on 60 man business, man and woman, right? And when I looked at this, it was like the cost, the overhead, the pain, you know, like all the stuff that goes with it was a nightmare. Whereas, you know, now with LinkedIn, I can actually go and we used to go and knock doors on businesses and then you'd have to get through the gatekeeper. You'd then have to figure out a way to speak to the owner, hopefully get them, you know, try and get them to listen to your story that you tell and then get them to sign up. Whereas now, the responses are a lot less, but I can do more outreach, reach a wider audience, speak directly to the decision maker, skip the gatekeeper. And as long as I've set my profile up the right way and I understand, and this is the key piece that most people miss, I'd say probably about 95% of people miss, is that they're trying to sell their products and services. What you need to be doing is solving problems of your ideal clients. Now, in order to solve the problems of your ideal clients, you need to know what they are, right? And using their words to be able to communicate that. And most people don't do the market research and they don't go deep enough to truly understand those pains. And then they wonder why their profile doesn't work, their outreach messages don't work, their lead magnets fall flat, their marketing doesn't kick off, they don't generate leads. Or if they do generate leads, they're generating poor quality leads that never turn into clients. And doing that market research and that piece is critical is absolutely critical to, it's literally the difference between, we've had clients, you know, getting a 20% connection rate and then going and changing one sentence, and that's shooting up to 60, 70%. So now you've got three times more people to talk to just by changing one sentence because the market research was done. So that's a fundamental piece. And we even went so far as building our own AI market research tool.
Hold on before you go any further than that, because I think that's really important. And it echoes a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. We have an AI company and we focus, like, if you change nothing about your message and you just get back to people faster, you'll close more deals, you know, because most 100%. People won't pick up the phone. Right now, same deal here. That thing that you're changing is, instead of, hey, buy my stuff, it's, hey, do you have this problem? And you're waiting for somebody to say yes. And then you have to ask another question. Do you want to solve this problem? And then you have to wait for them to say yes. And if they say yes to that, do you want to solve this problem now? Yes, I want to solve the problem now. Great. Here's a solution. Do you want it? And you just bumped up your conversion rate significantly by asking a different kind of question, which is not, hey, do you want to buy my stuff right now? Which is what most people
exactly. are asking. And we even go so far and take another step. And, you know, if you follow the law of reciprocity in Robert Cialdini's book, where he talks about, you know, givers receive. So, you know, if we find out that they've got a problem, what can we give them that can help solve that problem, which brings them closer to us, where they'll feel more inclined to actually answer those questions and take that next step? And so, you know, I love what you guys do on the AI and, like, you know, making those conversations happen faster. But we also need more people to talk to.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. So the one leads into the other. So, you know, when we started out in this business, we weren't doing LinkedIn. We were actually building automated sales funnels using Infusionsoft. And then it gets to a stage where it's like, okay, we've got this automated funnel, but we don't have enough people to talk to, so it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Then there's the next problem to solve.
Indeed. And so tell us a little bit more about who your service is a good fit for, how does it work, and how we can reach out to you.
Awesome. Thanks. So we work with B2B service providers that have got high-priced services. So they're typically selling to other businesses, or they are selling to CEOs or executives or whatever that is. And they've got a lifetime value of like $10,000 plus. And it works for people who've got a complicated sales process, or they're doing custom proposals, or they need to, you know, work closely with their clients and educate them and get them to buy into them. So we help build a process that automates a lot of that. We incorporate video into the sales process. We incorporate voice notes, like, we bring in different touch points along the way. So the goal is, you know, if I use a golf analogy, right, everyone's trying to hit a hole in one every single time and using one ball at a time. Well, I'm like, well, not even the experts, the pros do that. Why don't we just dump a whole bunch of golf balls onto the fairway and then just tap them along the fairway until they get to the hole, and you tap them into the hole, and you can do multiple at the same time. And so that's what we do, right? Is we put a ton of balls on the fairway, tap them down into the hole, and they're ready.
Nice. And so that's a great analogy, by the way. I was like, just blew my mind.
Thank you.
It's like, that's like, I'm going to give you a trophy for that. That's amazing.
It actually wasn't my analogy. I need to say this because I haven't come up with a better one. But I read a book by Travis Sago called Make 'Em Beg to Buy. And he used that analogy, and I was like, damn, that's good. And I haven't come up with a better one to make my own yet. So I borrowed his.
Nice. Well, I like it. Good job,
Travis. Credit where credit is due, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. So where can we go to yes. learn more about this and get started?
Perfect. Couple of ways to do that. Number one, reach out to me on LinkedIn, Matt Clark Rainmaker, MattClark Rainmaker. My website is thevirtualedge.com. And if you want to go and actually test drive some of our AI tools, like our AI Profile Writer and a couple of other tools we've got, go to rainmakergifts.com and get it there.
Excellent. Hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Matt Clark, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for your business, especially generating new opportunities for business. You can learn more about what Matt does by going to his website. There were two of them. One more time, thevirtualedge.com, right?
The thevirtualedge.com and then go test drive some of our AI tools at rainmakergifts.com and then connect with me on LinkedIn, Matt Clark Rainmaker.
Excellent. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more at anabots.ai. We'll see you next time here on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.